Hello and welcome to Top of the Progs on Smile Radio, and also in association with and broadcasting on Progzilla Radio. You're currently listening to Danger Money, live by UK. I hope you enjoy it.
Ah. fortune. I got the will to survive, a friend, a friend, take it down. I'm lucky to be alive. Nothing back on my past, I do the same thing again. Got a bug now for the danger, just take the money and run. I stop this whole machine.
That was Danger Money live in Japan in 1979 by UK. With the album Danger Money, you sort of get the sense that when they're doing it in the studio, they're playing it for the very first time, and from what I've read and what I understand, the way they would record those tracks on the UK albums is they'd do the Yes method. They'd record a minute at a time and then experiment by cutting these different takes together to create a full song. And it's kind of jarring when you listen to the studio album. I never really liked Danger Money that much, but when you heard the live album, the raw energy of those three performers, specifically Terry Bozzio, how he approaches those songs in a live setting, it was a revelation and I was blown away by it. Anyway, hello and welcome to Top of the Progs on Smile Radio, and very excitingly now on Progzilla Radio. I'm very chuffed to be part of the Progzilla family. I've been an avid Progzilla enjoyer since about 2018. I won't tell you how young I was in 2018 because I know it may upset a few people who are in the chat, but I'm really excited to be part of the Progzilla family. So I thought this week I'd kind of do an about me kind of show for all the new listeners, show you what my tastes are and what I enjoy and all the glorious things like that. Next up we have a track from a band that have been doing nothing but making waves and being really successful since they began, particularly with the release of their debut album earlier this year. It's one all sorts of online prog awards, readers polls, everyone's really got behind this album, which is really special. And this is my favourite track off the album. The band in question is Ghost of the Machine, and this is Just for Reference by Ghost of the Machine. Thank you.
drag my angels through the mud. It was you who drew first blood. There's no taking it back. No more taking it back.
It's a great song, that. It's so well written and put together and played, and the production is absolutely spectacular, and that adds a lot to the track. All the nice washes of delay in each ear. It's a really great album, really well deserved, winning all the prog polls throughout this year. So I quite like prog that's weird. I don't think that'd be any surprise to anybody that knows me, but I like going down little tangents and rabbit holes and things like that. That's part of the fun with being into progressive rock, I believe, is exploring all these different strange avenues, like finding, for example, who's going to play on the next track, the drummer Bill Bruford. Searching up Bill Bruford, seeing what albums did he play on, what albums was he on as a session guy, and who did he know, and what did they play on, and through doing that, you find all these weird little tracks that aren't really that well known, but are absolutely fantastic. This is a personal favourite of mine. This is track one from Bill Bruford's 1979 album, One of a Kind. It's got Bill Bruford, Alan Holdsworth, Jeff Berlin, and Dave Stewart on keyboards, and it's just one of the best and most underrated prog tracks of all time, in my opinion. This is Hell's Bells by Bruford. Meow, 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 meow That's 3.5 minutes of joy there from Bill Bruford and Company. What I love about that is how I imagine Dave Stewart probably wrote that riff, the keyboard player. I imagine how Dave Stewart probably brought it to a Bruford rehearsal, and I can imagine Bill's eyes just lighting up at the 15-8 time signature throughout the song. I can imagine Bill being so excited and so happy, and you can just feel the joy in that track, that everybody's having the absolute time of their life. What's really weird is what I never knew about this song until it was remixed by Jacko Jackcheck, I think that's how you pronounce his name, from King Crimson. He remixed the album, and Alan Holdsworth is actually doubling the keyboard part and going da, 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 and playing these like really difficult block chords that's just buried in the mix. But the biggest rabbit hole I think I went down from finding Bruford when I was about 17 years old was discovering the work of Alan Holdsworth, Bradford-born fusion guitarist, prog rocker extraordinaire. I really was moved by his music because I feel it in life, it's really important to be yourself and not to be bothered about what anybody else thinks of that. And I think Holdsworth is the only musician in history, or one of the only musicians, who was just himself from day one. And I feel like when I listen to his music, I can project myself onto him because he's just doing what he wants to do. He doesn't give a damn about tempo, time signatures. He doesn't give a damn about what anybody else thinks. He's just doing what he wants to do and really enjoying it. This song is track one from Holdsworth's first solo album, 1982's IOU. This is The Things You See When You Haven't Got Your Gun. What's incredible about that is that it's entirely felt as a composition. There's no time signatures involved. They don't discuss whether we're going to play 4-4, 6-8, 7-4, whatever. Alan just plays a riff and they're just all feeling it. They're just grooving and feeling it. And I think that's what makes a lot of his music and that album in particular really special. It's a really great opener. Like, it catches your attention straight away with that kind of mind-bending solo. And Paul Williams' vocals on all of the Alan Holdsworth stuff is particularly great. But especially in the early days when he sang on a lot of the tracks, his voice really augmented those compositions and kind of makes them a little bit more accessible. Like, it adds the kind of structural element, like, okay, this is the verse, this is the chorus, which you wouldn't necessarily get if it was just pure instrumental guitar virtuosity. Now, me and my good friend Patrick Splane, we have a little game where we try and find weird prog tracks, you know, ones that are so obscure that maybe there's like a one-line Wikipedia page on the band and things like that. It's one of our favourite little games we like to play, and every time we meet up, we exchange prog tracks on his stereo. We're like, oh, here's this one from this band you've never heard of. Oh, okay, here's this one. This was one of the best that I discovered and showed to him, and it's subsequently become one of his favourites, and for good reason. I think this band were dismissed at the time for being Yes clones. This came out in America in the mid-70s, and even though it sounds just like Yes, I think it's a brilliant song in its own right. This is Lady of the Lake by Star Castle. It's so close to Yes, that song. It's unbelievable. Starcastle, it's such a weird band. Like, they say that they didn't really like Yes, but I think I disbelieve them a little bit there, because it just sounds so similar at points. I can't quite believe that they weren't influenced by Yes at all. But nonetheless, it's a great track in its own right. It's that got that American thing of, like, a lot of the American prog in the 70s borrowed so heavily off the British scene that it kind of wasn't original in some ways. But there's still some great music there. Lady of the Lake is still a great, great song. Now I'm going to do a little bit of shameless self-promotion for a couple of tracks. One of the main reasons I think I got into progressive music when I was a youngster was I started learning the piano, and I was listening to mainly classic rock and classic pop, like David Bowie and Led Zeppelin and things like that. And then I stumbled upon Pink Floyd when I was 15 years old, and then Genesis, and those combined things changed my life and made me want to make my own progressive rock music. And in 2018, I formed the band Big Rooster Jeff with my brother Max Jones and our friend Patrick Spillane. So I play keyboards, Max plays guitar and vocals, and Patrick Spillane is on drums and percussion. And we have done some stuff that I'm really proud of. We had an album come out this year called The Good Notes, and I'm going to play you a couple of tracks off that album now, because I thought the Progzilla listeners would enjoy a bit of different prog. We kind of model ourselves on progressive punk, so kind of our thing is odd time signatures, yet really high energy, no click tracks, as raw and kind of live as possible. But this is track 3 off this year's studio album, The Good Notes. This is Hallelujah 16 Songs.
Questioning how much of this is real. I kill a lot of time questioning. I kill a lot of time making mistakes. You made a line out of the sands of time, girl. Now the whole place shakes. Like the leaves we tremble.
I'm
I'm really proud of that track and how it turned out. We self-produce everything. Everything is mixed and recorded and written in our own studio. We our earlier stuff we were really proud of at the time, but we felt we didn't have the time or the money to develop it to where it wanted to be. And with this album that came out this year, we felt we really took it to the next level in terms of the songwriting and the production, just because we had that time and that space and that energy to create with no limitations. Basically, we were writing without any kind of limitations or boundaries. This next song is another song from the Good Notes. It's there's the old adage about drummers. The drummers are the craziest members of the band. And that is certainly true, because this song was written by our drummer. This is Pat Boy.
We'll be right back.
If you like what you heard there, feel free to check us out. We're on Bandcamp, YouTube, Spotify, and YouTube, and all the other big streaming platforms. Just give us a Google at Big Rooster Jeff, and I'm sure you'll find us something that you'll like. Well, thank you all for joining me for the first ever Top of the Progs to go out on Progzilla Radio. We've just got time for one more song, and I'd like to close now with another childhood favourite that I loved in my teenage years and I still can't get enough of now. This is Carnival 9, Third Impression by Emerson, Lake and Palmer. Thank you all for listening. I hope you have a good week. Goodbye.
With demons blazing torch, thrust into the face of the night. Draws a blade of compassion, kissed by countless kings, whose jeweled trumpet words by his side. Walls that no man thought would fall, the altars of the just, crushed. Computer speak.